This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. Francisco Rojas back in the studio in for Kyle. As we're broadcasting live today for a second straight day, Hugh, from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park as we lead you in to a Phillies-Padres doubleheader. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Philly. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, I might as well bring a blanket and a pillow.
You could have stayed.
Because, hell, we're going to be here a while today, bro.
We got two games today.
We're going to be here a minute today.
Yeah, doubleheader today after a washout yesterday. So it's a big day for the Phillies. Hopefully a pair of wins and a sweep of the Padres before a day off tomorrow. We'll get to leading off in a little bit. Elliot's going to join us at 11. Lot to discuss. More details emerge on the Fritz to camera battle, which will commence with baseball next week. And I wrote a bunch of notes down because yesterday.
You got notes?
I do have notes. Yesterday, you and I had a chance to do something really cool. We got to, as part of the Phillies Fantastic Auction, Hugh, we got to play video games on Fanavision.
Yes.
With some wonderful people, some kids we played against. You got cooked. I have to tell everyone later in the show today just how many issues you had in the field in that game. I mean, you cost us the game.
You know what's funny?
It was an L because of you.
You know what's funny, and this is the truth. Like,
L!
Thanks a lot, Francisco. I get ridiculed every day by you people.
Yep.
And people on Twitter, they say little mean and hurtful things. None of that bothers me, right?
But when the kids did it.
But when the kids.
Oh, they were roasting you.
Dude, it's something about children. When they say stuff about you, it cuts deeper than any knife ever could. Them kids hurt my feelings yesterday, Joe.
I mean, they were giggling as you made error after error.
They took full advantage of the situation. Like, for a minute, though, it was like, you know, they treated me like the grown-up that I was.
Yeah.
And once they got comfortable,
mm-mm,
they took the governor off and proceeded to beat me like a drum.
I mean,
they didn't say it,
but I felt it. Like, come on, old man.
Yeah,
like, I could feel
so,
it.
I mean, they were passing the joystick, taking turns. I didn't like that.
Yeah,
I didn't like that
yeah
at all.
All right, we'll get to the details on that because they were giving me the notes to write down. Like, can you believe Hugh did this? So we'll get to that. But, Hugh, I want to circle back to something that occurred on our show yesterday because it happened later in the show. We talked about it. We reacted to it. I heard the afternoon show yesterday. Elliot will join us at 11, reacting to it. Morning show today. Because it's a fascinating concept that I hadn't thought about. So we had, you know, for the past few months, we have talked about the concept of maybe the Eagles trading for a star pass rusher, right? There were three of them out there that were without contracts. First, it was Myles Garrett, but he got his contract. He's going to stay with the Browns. And the two that are still kind of dangling out there, Trey Hendrickson from the Cincinnati Bengals, T.J. Watt from the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the Watt thing seems to be odd because the Steelers usually take care of their own, but they're getting all these other big names, and they haven't paid T.J. Watt. Yesterday, we had Andrew Filippone on from 93.7 The Fan. And throughout this whole process, when we talked about the Watt situation or Hendrickson or whatever, we kept bringing up draft picks, right? The Eagles have a lot of draft picks for next year. And maybe they could swap some of them. And then it was like, all right, well, how much is it worth trading for an older player? You know, do you trade a first-round pick, a second? Then you got to pay him. But yesterday on our show, Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan, brought up a different kind of concept. What if it's not big draft picks the Eagles are trading to get a guy like TJ? What if it's a young player? Here's Andrew yesterday with us. And then I have a lot of thoughts as I've thought about this for the past, you know, like 22 hours. Would I do this? Here's Filippone with us yesterday. What kind of deal it could take to land TJ Watt on the Eagles?
I used to just live in a world where it's like, all right, maybe a first-round pick is all you get back. But maybe there would be players involved. Like, if the Eagles called up the Steelers and said, we want TJ Watt, we'll trade you Nolan Smith in a late-round pick, I think they'd make that trade. I really do.
So when he said that yesterday, both of us were like, whoa.
Intriguing.
Yes, because it was not something I had really thought about before. It, typically, player-for-player acquisitions in the NFL don't happen. But we just saw one literally a couple days ago with the Steelers when they got Ramsey for Minkah Fitzpatrick. So maybe this is what the Steelers are kind of, you know, thinking now. And I thought about it yesterday. So I want to make it clear. I really like Nolan Smith. Like, I believe Nolan Smith's going to be a good Eagle. When he was drafted, I remember we said, I think we had him on like the day after he was drafted, Hugh, and I was like, he reminds me of a young Brandon Graham. He has that infectious personality.
Yeah.
He's already a good player. I know he just had an incredible postseason run to help the Eagles. He was so good in the postseason.
Yes, he was.
And I think if nothing happens and he stays here, he's going to end up as one of the best Eagle defenders for the next 5 years. I really like Nolan Smith. But the more I thought about the concept, like Nolan Smith and a late-round draft pick for T.J. Watt, Hugh, the more I have to do it if I'm the Eagles. If it is out there, I have to. Let me hit a couple things that I've been thinking about. Number one, and I know you're going to bring this up. I know a lot of people have. He's cheaper, right? He's way cheaper,
and that's
a big deal.
That's a big deal.
But he's only way cheaper for so long. So Nolan Smith was a first-round pick in 2023. And I heard even Joe this morning say, well, he's cost control for the next few years. Well, maybe. He could be. He's contract extension eligible after this season. Now, the Eagles don't have to do anything to his contract. Like, they could keep him cheap. But if they like him and he produces, I imagine the Eagles are going to pay Nolan Smith after this season. So, although he won't make as much as TJ Watt, I understand that, he's not going to be dirt cheap for much longer. So, that's one. Number two, if the Eagles don't get a TJ Watt, where else is he going? If this blows up in Pittsburgh, where is he going to go? And I keep looking at the Commanders, and I'm like, man, they did a lot to that offense. They haven't touched that defense. They feel like they're a team that could do it. And I don't want to see T.J. Watt on the Washington Commanders chasing down Jalen Hurts. The third thing that I think is important to note in this whole thing is while I like Nolan Smith a lot, I think there is a little bit of a red flag we're ignoring with him. He is a smallish defensive end.
Smallish.
That has had injuries in each of his first two seasons.
A little injury prone.
So the first year was the shoulder, and it kind of ruined his whole first year in the NFL. He didn't get to do much because he was kind of out of it the whole first year. And then he's coming off of a torn triceps in the Super Bowl. Is he going to hold up at 240 pounds? I don't know. I mean, maybe he is, but I don't know. And that's part of why this is on my mind. And the last thing is, I'm not saying Nolan is not going to be really good. I think he is. Are we getting fooled by a good second half of the season? I, you know, he in his first year and a half in the NFL, he has, what, 7.5 sacks?
Yes.
He came on strong. But I've seen players have big postseasons, and then they kind of revert back the next year. I mean, Derek Barnett helped the Eagles win a Super Bowl. He made big plays in 2017. And then he never develops. Like, none of this is a lock. 215-592-9494. Ultimately, Hugh, if the Steelers called the Eagles tomorrow and they said, we'll give you T.J. Watt. Give us Nolan Smith in a late-round pick. If I'm Howie, as much as it might be painful to trade away Nolan because he is really an awesome young player, I would do it. Hugh, we've had some time to marinate, 22 hours or so. Would you trade Nolan Smith for T.J. Watt?
No. And it was 6.5 sacks. It was 6.5 sacks he had last year.
Okay. And then one, I think one as a rookie?
Yeah.
So 2 years in, he's got 7.5 sacks.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. And you know what's funny? Like, I saw some of the comments yesterday. And people were talking about, well, that's a no-brainer. I mean, nah, it's not. Think to, like, we know that T.J. Watt is a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
And we also know that a lot of times teams don't have – they don't always get it right. You know, when you talk about when Brian Dawkins left here, they thought he was on the tail end of his career.
And he was not. He had
he
time
was
left.
Not on the, he was not. But that's the chance that I feel like you're taking with – or T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt has been injured about as much as Nolan Smith has been injured. Now, I know the numbers don't compare, but when you talk about the financials and the success that the Eagles have had over the years with the formula that they've brought, then this kind of goes outside of that. Normally when they get pass rushers, they get guys like who was a few years ago?
Hassan
Reddick, who was a little bit of a journeyman. They got him at a good deal. And when he wanted more money, they tended to move on from him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, I say all that because I feel like the more bang for your buck is what the Eagles are doing. They've allocated all their resources to the offensive side of the ball.
Oh, you like to remind us that.
I mean, because it's not like you know, it's not I told you so, Douglas. It's a fact. And yesterday when Andrew talked to us, he threw something out there that I knew, but when he said it, it really put it in perspective. The Pittsburgh Steelers made it to the playoffs last year, right? And they went home, one and done. Their defense, they allocated most of their resources to the defensive side of the ball.
Yep.
Did not get the job done. Did not go deep in the playoffs. Now, this offseason, you know, they went out and got some defenders, but they went and got a tight end for their new quarterback. They went and got a quarterback.
Well, they got a receiver. And
they got a
Metcalf,
receiver.
Yeah.
They went out, and they're doing it the other way. And now they're not paying their best pass rusher. So what does that tell you? It tells you that for them, he's expendable regardless to his Hall of Fame career. He's an expendable player because that's not the way the NFL is going right now. It's more of an offensive game. And you have this defender that's out there that's still playing at a high level, still put together a nice little resume last year, but he's looking for a contract. Trey Henderson?
Mm-hmm.
Who else was looking for? Well, that's about it. Those are the two big names that we know.
And Mike is still looking for.
Oh, I forgot about Micah. What does that tell you? That tells you Micah Parsons, all of these guys had double-digit sacks, if I'm not mistaken, last year. So it's not like they're slouches.
No, they're great players.
But they're not paying them. The only guy that got paid was the guy in Miles Garrett.
Yep.
Because he's younger. And Micah Parsons is in that same camp.
Well, Mike is the youngest of all of them. Yeah,
Micah's the youngest, but Micah's a one-trick pony. You know, it's funny. I had a chance to talk to Nate Newton a few weeks ago, and Nate was talking exactly about that. He's exactly what the Pittsburgh Steelers made him. He's exactly what the Dallas Cowboys made him. He's a one-trick pony. Now they don't want to pay him. They made him a pass rusher that disappears in the postseason. And now they don't want to pay him. So that tells you everything you need to know. I'm just reading the tea leaves on this. I wish all of those guys could get paid. But when you look at this NFL and the way the NFL is being ran right now, defensive players are expendable.
So I understand the point you're making on this and the point you've made all offseason. But the Eagles did win the Super Bowl on the back of the performance of their defense. And they have lost some. I mean, they lost a lot, actually, mm-hmm. from that defense. And I'm looking at it like this. Like, in the next 5 years – Will Nolan Smith eventually overtake Watt? Probably, right? Watt's 31 and Nolan's 24. There's going to be an inflection point where Nolan's probably the better player. Now, mm-hmm. is that this year or is it 4 years from now?
Went to the pass rush summit.
He did go to the pass rush summit. And I think he's an awesome player. But the Eagles have a chance to win the Super Bowl this year again and next year after that. Like, they're in a window where they could become a dynasty. And I'm simplifying it. Who gives the Eagles a better chance to win the Super Bowl this season?
No.
And I have it as – no, it's Watt.
It's not Watt.
Oh, it is
Watt. You know what's funny?
Who's a better player right now?
Watt's the better player.
No, that's
You know what's funny? And I heard somebody say this. If we get T.J. Watt, we going back to the Super Bowl. That's not guaranteed.
Not guaranteed, but it gives them a better chance.
That's not guaranteed. No, the better chance is with the guys that you already have. See, this is the thing that I think people are missing. Nolan Smith has blossomed in this defense in only one season.
Yeah, I thought in the playoffs he might have been the most impactful edge rusher in the entire postseason. It was awesome.
In one season. And this is something that I know for a fact, is that it takes at least 2 years to get comfortable in the defense you're running. These guys, they improve leaps and bounds in one season. Now, now you have another year in this defense. What do you think it's going to be?
So,
and he's trying to improve his game.
It could be great. Like, you could sell me right now and say, listen, Joe, Nolan Smith's going to be a Pro Bowl this year, and mm-hmm. I'd buy it. There's also a chance that we're talking about a 239-pound edge rusher that gets hurt again. Like, I like the player, but he's not like – Jalen Carter is a lock to me to be a great player as long as he keeps his head on straight. I don't view Nolan the same way. Nolan physically – has a little bit less than the tank, right? Like, he's not as gifted, and he's a gifted player, but he could get hurt again, and then a year we're like, I like him, but he's hurt all the time. Do we need another edge rusher? Meanwhile, T.J. Watt, I know what I'm getting. And now, I don't know if he's going to do it for 4 more years, but I would think he's going to do it for 2 more years. And that, like, their window is right now. They've got all these great offensive players. They got Saquon in his prime. Let's go win a couple more Super Bowls. And again, I don't want to trade 4 number 1 picks. I don't want to mortgage the whole future. Mm-hmm. But if the Steelers would accept Nolan Smith and a late round pick, I don't know how Howie Roseman turns that down. It's an opportunity to take a great team and make it greater.
You know why I'm so bullish on Nolan Smith right now? Is because of Robert Mathis. I remember when I came into the league, my coach, I was playing with the Jets, had me watch tape on Randy White. Mm. Randy White was the D tackle for the Dallas Cowboys. Smaller dude. Wasn't that big. And he said, you kind of remind me of him, you know, the stature. And so I watched film on Randy, and I learned some of the things that he did from his D-tackle position that I implemented at the defensive end position.
Yep.
Now, when I talk about Robert Mathis, go watch film on Robert Mathis. Just go look at him, Indianapolis coach. Go look at him. He's a smaller defensive end. Robert was like 235 pounds. Soaking wet, has over 100 career sacks in the NFL, was a monster at that position. And Nolan Smith is out there learning at his feet, soaking up all of that. Now, a lot of times as a pass rusher, you emulate somebody else's game that's similar to yours. Mm-hmm. Like when you talk about Myles Garrett, Myles Garrett's mentor was Bruce Smith. You know, Reggie White. William Fuller, he emulated his game.
Sure.
Like, you go look at the guys that have your body type, and you try to play that way. You use some of the same things that they used. That's what Nolan Smith did this offseason. He went out there and he worked out with Chris Long. And Chris Long was not one of the biggest pass rushers, but he had a motor. He wasn't that fast, but he had a motor. So he's learning at the feet of guys who have the similar body type that are trying to teach him how to play the position.
So can I? And I think the comp to Robert Mathis is a good one. I think Nolan Smith, if it all works out, could become like a Robert Mathis.
Robert was a monster.
Robert was awesome. Let me give you a comp though, right? So at the time Robert Mathis was young in the NFL, the Colts were trying to win, right? They had Peyton Manning. They were trying to win a Super Bowl. Eventually, Robert Mathis became great, but he was young, and it took him a few years to become a Pro Bowler. Do you think if the Colts in 2004 could have traded Robert Mathis for Jason Taylor, they would have done it? I think they would have, because they had Jason Taylor was 30 years old at that point. Mm-hmm. He was better at that point. Now, eventually, Mathis overtook Taylor, right? Taylor aged, and Robert had – to me, that's what this is. It's trading away what could be great 5 years from now to what's great right now.
But you got to look at the upside, though, Joe. And to your point, in the now, that's an easy move to make. But, okay, let's say we go get T.J. Watt.
Yep.
And T.J. Watt's hurt half the season. And then you look on the flip side and you see Nolan Smith over there doing his thing.
Yeah, well, then we'd regret it. Then we'd regret it.
Yeah, but we don't have to do that because we got it.
But Nolan Smith could be hurt, or what we saw in the second half could be a hot streak, and then we sit there and we say, we didn't trade for T.J. Watt. He's got 15 sacks again.
And I also feel like it's something to be said about allowing these young guys to grow and mesh together.
Yeah.
Because you look at, okay, for example, C.J. G.J. We were told, regardless of how it played out, we don't know, that he wasn't a good fit in this defense. He wasn't a good fit. That's what we were told. But you got a bunch of young guys, the Georgia guys and the other guys that we have on here, that have the chance to grow and become better players together. I think that's something to that. That's that chemistry.
Well, and it worked for them last year. Really
did. And, you know, you talk about that. Look at the leap that N'Kobe Dean took in one season. Now, unfortunately for him,
he's hurt.
He can't stay healthy. Yeah. Yep. But look at that. I want to see that. I like homegrown, and I like them playing together.
So
I think they have a chance to be
great. I like homegrown, too. I like greatness more. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? It was thrown out yesterday on our show. It's been talked about a lot. It's funny. You said you saw people say a no-brainer in one direction. I saw people saying no-brainer in another direction, which is always funny when we have these trade conversations because some people believe it's like, that's crazy. I wouldn't do it. Or that's crazy. Of course, where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Francisco back in the studio. Fran, would you do it? Would you trade Nolan Smith in a late round pick for T.J. Watt?
It's very enticing, thus considering T.J. Watt's still productive at his age. But, Joe, I just can't. So you would get him, and then you have him for 1 year. Then you'd have to extend him. Because I'm not trading for him just to get him for 1 year.
Of course.
You have to extend him. And then I just don't know what the production level is going to be into his 30s. I feel like most guys fall off. If you look at certain guys like Khalil Mack in his 30s. I know he had a 17-sack season a couple years ago, but he had a 6-sack season last year. Like, what am I going to get from T.J. Watt, really, over the course of 4 or 5 years? I'm looking at Nolan Smith, second half of last year, 23 years old, really had, like, a historic run into the playoffs, I feel like, at least. It was a big reason why the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I'd rather take a chance on what Nolan Smith's going to be here, you know, for 3-4 years and not have to trade him away to get a guy that who knows when he's going to be in his 30s. So, and a guy that could get hurt into his 30s as well as he gets older. So I would rather keep Nolan Smith here, even keep that late round pick.
Yeah, so yeah. It's you don't know. I mean, like, pass rush in their 30s, you don't know. For every Kevin Green or Michael Strahan or Jason Taylor that ages well, you know, there's a Hugh Douglas who ends up in Jacksonville.
I knew I was gonna catch
and he's cooked. I mean, you're right.
You don't
know how it's going to go. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy doubleheader day, man.
Happy doubleheader day. What's going on, Chris? What are you feeling?
All right, let's go through this, guys. A couple good things here. So, one, J.J. Watt, I mean, T.J. Watt, I'm not trading a young Thundercat that's on the upswing of his career for a veteran that's clearly going to be, you know, hitting – the veteran's hitting the end of the road and the Thundercat's on the upswing of his career. So, like, it's just bad math there.
Well, but you say that, but what is the inflection point? Is it a year from now or is it 3 years? If I get three more T.J. Watt seasons, they could win two more Super Bowls.
Listen, Jacksonville, Joe, we're not trading for J.J. Douglas, okay? T.J. Douglas. I mean, not happening. We're not doing it.
This is your fault.
I just framed it.
You had went to Jacksonville and dominated, we'd have more ammo that
I would have if
pass
Jack
rushers was, can age well.
I would have if Jack would have let me get healthy.
Now excuses.
We're here where we are because, you know, this is our truth, okay? So, besides, listen, the most important thing, Vic Fangio likes the Thundercat. Okay, we all know Vic controls the ingredients that go into those moves. And Nolan has already been fully bought in. He's fully committed. He'll do whatever he wants. You want to bring in a veteran that you don't know how he's going to function or operate. He may kind of like doing what's given him the success that he's had. And I don't need all of that. And as far as you're concerned about, oh my God, maybe he's going to go to Washington. You're good. Let them go to Washington.
Oh, sure.
Let
yeah. Some, no big deal. Just a team in the division getting better. No big deal. Yeah, that's
fine. Let some other dumb franchise mess up their cap by paying way too much money for an old player that is already injury riddled. That's going to fall off.
TJ Watt's injury riddled? What are we talking about here?
Yeah. Oh, torn tricep is not anything to worry about, right? And when you're
Nolan Smith has been hurt in both his seasons in the league, both times.
He's young, Joe. He's young. He's in his
he's
early
small.
20s.
I mean, he's small, is
he's
what he is.
30. Okay. Well, listen.
Is he not small for an edge rusher? I'm not making things up here.
You're not making it up, though. I just think it's funny the way you say it, though.
I mean,
yes.
Hugh, you could tell us why you fell off the cliff, but I want to give you a quick update here before I let you go.
Because I was waiting on my radio career.
Wow. 1 foot in, 1 foot out, Douglas.
Hugh, I do have to apologize to you, so I'm sorry. I did find your keys last week when I was on vacation in Myrtle Beach. It was crazy. I was with my kids. I'm down by the ocean. I see this bottle, like, wash up on shore. And inside, there were keys with a note. The bottle was, like, it had a stamp on it. It said, the Claymont Bottling Company. So, do you know anybody in Claymont?
I know a few people. Yeah. And the one person that said they had them, he can have them.
His name is Skip.
He can have those keys.
Yeah, don't pretend you don't remember his name.
Well, that's so funny. So I pulled out the note, and it said, Hugh Douglas's keys. If found, throw back in the ocean. And it was signed by Skip from Claymont. That's funny how you say that name. So, Hugh, I'm really sorry. Unfortunately, I did follow the instructions. I threw it back in the ocean. But
that's fine.
At this point, you may want to take a trip down south. Maybe they're down around Bucky's, down south.
Well, you know, the Bucky's in Virginia is open.
Is it?
It's open.
Well, you and Skip could hop on the road and go get him.
See how far that is.
Skip said he wanted to
book
a ride. I mean, yeah. So I'm sorry, Hugh. I was a bad team player. I threw the keys back in the ocean.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. I got some more keys. It's fine.
You fellas, I'm going to let you go. We're going to take a little break until Kyle comes. So we're going to be quiet until Kyle comes back. All right?
Well, you know, someone has to be. So no chance today, Chris. We appreciate that. I'm sure the audience might as well. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Would you trade Nolan Smith for T.J. Watt? I would. As much as I like Nolan Smith, as much as I think he's going to become a really good player, and already did. I mean, last year, what Hugh said is right. The second half was incredible. He was awesome in the postseason. He had more pressures than anybody in the postseason. He had more sacks in one postseason than Hugh Douglas had his entire postseason career. I mean, the guy was great in the postseason. But T.J. Watt's a better player, and this team is in a Super Bowl window right now. Would you do it? T.J. Watt, would you trade Nolan Smith at a late-round pick for him? 215-592-9494. Your phone calls the other side. And what Nick Sirianni said about Nolan Smith during the postseason last year, it kind of hit me as I was thinking about all this, because clearly he loves this player. You'll hear that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.